Valley 93.5 The Tap 93.5 The Tap.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. Special counsel Jack Smith is asking a federal judge for a protective order after former President Donald Trump posted on social media, "If you go after me, I'm coming after you." The judge denied a request from Trump's attorneys for more time than the Monday deadline to respond. CBS's Christina Ruffini.
In addition to federal charges in the Florida documents case, now including an alleged violation of the Espionage Act, Trump is also facing an August deadline for Georgia to file long-anticipated charges that he tried to pressure state officials there to overturn the election results.
If someone broke the law in Fulton County, Georgia, that I have a duty to prosecute.
Between legal proceedings and political events, Trump's calendar could get complicated.
Part of the highly restrictive Texas abortion law is under legal challenge.
Just hours after Judge Jessica Mangrum temporarily blocked provisions of the state's near-total abortion ban, the state's provisional attorney general, Angela Colmenero, appealed that decision to the state's all-Republican Supreme Court. The appeal now stays the trial court decision until a full trial. 13 Texas women challenged the state's abortion ban after being refused a procedure despite having dangerous complications to their pregnancies. Their attorney, Molly Duane.
Despite multiple repeated requests, Texas has done nothing to clarify the scope of its abortion bans.
Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
Severe weather could hit parts of the U.S. National Weather Service meteorologist Bob Orovec.
Areas of the plains and parts of the Midwest that had the potential for severe weather and for some flash flooding. We have some potent systems that are moving across those areas.
A social media influencer promising to give away video game consoles in Manhattan's Union Square is facing charges after the gathering turned into a riot yesterday. CBS's Michael George.
This is not a policing issue. This is a parenting issue.
Mayor Eric Adams questioned if parents knew their kids' whereabouts and said the city is investigating whether outside agitators were involved.
You don't come to get free Game Boys and bring smoke bombs and bring M80s.
Police say they're still looking for 8 more rioters who they say damaged a parked NYPD vehicle.
65 people were arrested. Several people were hurt, including police officers. Scientists are trying to save bleaching coral reefs in Key West, Florida, as ocean temperatures rise. Alex Neufeld works with the Coral Restoration Foundation.
A bleached coral is not necessarily a dead coral, but if water temperatures don't return to normal in a short period of time, the coral animal will eventually starve and die.
This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and max speed with Indeed. Their hiring solution platform helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates efficiently. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Joey from Bad Year joins us.
Someone drank my sweat last night. Let's just say that.
Was it like in a glass or was it like...
Sprays wrung out of my tidy white, actually. Yeah, I don't know what this guy was on.
I love Bad Year, but I'm not going to be drinking anybody's sweat.
Me either.
Yeah. Yeah, but you were happy to give it, right?
I'm like, sure, dude, knock yourself out.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. That is a double dip of Carbellion to kick off Max Inc. Heavy for this Saturday night. Top Alcohol. Bar Fight before that. That's from their brand new album, Weapons of Choice. They're going to be playing at Kadot at Rockfest coming up on July 13th. That's a pretty cool lineup. And there's a handful of local bands playing at Rockfest this year, so that's pretty cool. And Carbellion's also hitting the road. They got a show down in Nashville, Tennessee with Black Belt Theater, Love the Locals, and Outshined. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. 2 hours of original, local, hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin and bands coming to the area. Happy to have you along with us. I had last week off. I went camping. It was a good time. Glad to be back in the air chair for Max Inc. Heavy. We got a lot of good music coming up this half hour from Queen of Dreams. We'll do some Thunder Goat. That's some new music there. And you're going to flash back with some Crack Hammer, Essential Last Crack, coming up at 11 o'clock tonight. You know, Madwood Power Fest 6 is happening August 18th and 19th at the Sylvie here in Madison. The lineup is just sick this year. You got to check it out right now at madwithpowerfest.com. Lords of the Trident, of course, is playing. They're from Madison. Ty from Lords is, or should I say Fang from Lords, is the creator and the organizer of Madwood Power Fest. Let's do some of their brand new music right now. Lords of the Trident, Power of Evil. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
our local music, Thunder Goat there from their album of Western Galactic Space Odyssey, The Beginning. It was just released a couple months ago here. Killer Bong, dude. Thunder Goat, I met them at Maybash. Great guys. I love their music. Very good. We'll have to get some more songs from Thunder Goat in the rotation for you. They're playing a show Friday, June 23rd with Court of Beast and Plant. That's at the, where's this at? I don't know where. Oh, it's at Rockstar Saloon. There it is, over in Milwaukee, I think, eastern part. I'll update you on that in a couple minutes. Queen of Dreams before that with the Dragons to Still Fly. They're playing Farmstock. Now, that's in Kewaunee, Wisconsin, happening July 14th through the 16th. It's 2 days of loud music and love, so they say. Extra love, if you want it. 30 bands, 2 stages. And they've got some headliners coming in, too. A lot of local bands, but they have a... Adam Scotti, from formerly of Saving Abel. He's headlining. And also Frontal Assault and Headstone, and a bunch of other bands. Just go to Facebook, search Farmstock. Farmstock in Kewaunee, Wisconsin. That looks really fun. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Max Inc. Heavy is brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts. For glass, gifts, and vape, visit IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Also, the Aaron Weber Group. That's First Weber's number one realtor group. Go to MoveToMadison.com for more information. And by the Ethical Trade Company, Goods for a Better World. Visit them on Madison's East Side or online at ethicaltradeco.com. All right, we got the Essential Last Crack coming up here shortly. I've also got some Casket Robbery in the list here. We'll do some Else and Fall to Rise. Right now it's Crack Hammer from 2012. Seems like a lifetime ago. But metal was pretty good in 2012. Here's Crack Hammer and Spit It Out. I'm Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. We'll be right back. crack hammer and spit it out on Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music. All right, so the Thunder Goat show, I was correct. It was Milwaukee, the rock star saloon for Thunder Goat, Court of Beast Plant, Friday, June 23rd in Milwaukee. How about that? You know, Casket Robbery, they have a bunch of shows coming up. None of them in Wisconsin, though. They're on this little mini tour. They're playing some shows in Michigan. Looks like Harrisburg, maybe Ohio somewhere. They're playing in Chicago, too, with at the Cobra Lounge. The Cobra Lounge in Chicago. That's Sunday, August 13th. We're going to hear some Casket Robbery right after the break on Max and Kevy.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weichert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weichert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weichert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weichert-lakepoint.com.
Where can you buy goods from around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end human trafficking by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person Fridays and Saturdays at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band formed outside of school? Then Rock on Sin wants you. All genres of music invited: rock, reggae, rap, jazz, country, whatever style you play. This is the only program of its kind in the country. Check out rockonsin.org for more information. Registration is free, but you'll need to sign your band up by April 30th. You could win cool Shure mic gear, Blast House Studios recording time, and 2023 Summerfest showcase gigs. Check out rockonsin.org. That's rockonsin.org. Like Rock Onsin on Facebook, follow on Instagram and TikTok. Rock Onsin is brought to you by the Nicholas Family Foundation and made possible by the support of the Madison Area Music Association and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Rock Onsin, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin.
An industry that started in America should stay in America. At Ignite Glass and Gifts, we strive to offer tons of American-made products, most of which we create by hand in our glassblowing shop. You'll know your product will have thicker, longer-lasting glass, and it's artistically made right here at home. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Keep it American-made at Ignite.
It's the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, live at the High Noon Saloon on the patio. Friday, June 30th at 5 p.m., come rock out with Iron Plum. With special guest, Lo-Fi Killers. Join us for this free, all-ages show, the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series, presented by Civic Media, Mad Radio 92.7 FM, and Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah.
brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
Sync Heavy, we are local music from 2019 through what we knew. That is Else and their song Cemetery Dance. Fall to Rise before that with The Fall and Casket Robbery started that set off. How you doing, everybody? I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You know, we're broadcasting all over the state, of course, originating here on WMDX Mad Radio in Madison, 92.7 FM, or also on 101.1 the Shaw in Waukesaw. Also, Wisconsin Rapids, we're up in Wausau on Bull Falls Radio, Oshkosh on Air Support, WISS, Green Bay, Wisconsin, Titletown, WGBW, the Talk of Green Bay, Richland Center, also Amory is out there. We have some new affiliates joining the network, though. Welcome, Eau Claire, 93.5, The Tap, The Eagle, WLCX in La Crosse. Greetings to you all. And also over in Racine on AM radio on WRJN in Racine, Wisconsin. Happy to have the eastern part of the state with us. And Hayward, Wisconsin, up in the North Woods, WBZH, the Buzz of the North. Welcome to all of you. If you have a local metal band that you love and you want to get them, you want to hear them on the radio, we'd love to hear what you have. Send us an email, maxincradio@gmail.com. These guys are playing the Max Inc. Matinee Concert Series with Iron Plow at the High Noon on June 30th. It's Lo-Fi Killers Until She's Gone. It's Max Inc. Heavy. We are local music.
country music from Wisconsin.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Flowers, vegetables, and crab apples, some of the first Marathon County Fair attractions, and showed us proof those crops could grow there. Started in 1868 by the Agricultural Society, the Wisconsin Valley Fair in Wausau began as a place to buy and sell those types of goods. Today, it's considered one of the best in the state, featuring displays, demos, and big-name entertainment included with the price of your ticket. The Wisconsin Valley Fair runs August 1st to the 6th in Wausau. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bond. She's the newest of seven elected Wisconsin Supreme Court justices. Janet Protasiewicz begins her 10-year term in August when she is sworn in. It's a longtime tradition which includes use of the court's seal created in 1848. But did you know...